I need thee, I need thee. Every how I need thee, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Let's take it one more time. I need thee, Lord. I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come with our head bow and our eyes closed. Father, we let you in at this hour that we cannot do without you, Lord. We are mortal men and we need you, O God. Just as we've sang, Lord, every second, every minute, every hour, we are in need of you, Lord. We cannot do anything worthwhile except you help us, O God. Father, that's why we are here tonight, this evening, O God, as your children. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings wherewith you blessed us, O God. The services of Sunday, O God. Thank you for the abundance, O God, of your blessings. The deliverances, O God. The revelation of your word. The correction, the chastisement, O God. So that we can be better people in this life's journey, O God. The reason why you are bringing this thing to us, Father, is because you love us, O God. We know there are many out there that do not have this opportunity, but you have given us this opportunity, Father. We want to say thank you, O God. Just as the song leader just sang, O Father, if we, O God, begin to quantify how much you have been good to us, we cannot thank you enough, O God. You have been so good, Father, meeting all our needs, delivering us out of every troubles, making ways for us, O God, where there seems to be no way. On every hand, we can indeed say it was the Lord, O Father, and we know it will need to be you, O Father. It is you now, it has been you, and it will ever be you, O God. We are coming to say thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for all that has happened, O God, in this week. Thank you, O Father, for loved ones, O God, that you have called home to be with you. We know it is your love, O Father, to us. Though mortal, O God, we can look, how is it your love? But we thank you, Father, because that's what you've taught us to do in everything. We should thank you, Father. We give you thanks for this present time that we are living in, because we know it is mortal season, O God. And we that are just alive and remain, we are praying, dear Father, that you will help us to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, O God. Every day as we live our life, may we have this thought that it might be us anytime, O God. Help us, eternal Father. We want again a closer walk with you, Father. That's why we've come to your house to ponder, O God, upon these things, Lord. Help us, dear Father, as we open the pages of your word, speak to our heart, O God. Lord Jesus, I pray that you just borrow my lips once again, O God, as it has fallen, my Lord. And Lord, may you use me as a channel of blessing to your people in the name of Jesus Christ. That both we that speak and them that hear, O God, will be blessed, O God. And we will give you thanks for being in your presence. We pray that you forgive our shortcomings. Forgive our failures, O God. Help our loved ones that are on their way to your house at this service. May you hasten their coming, O God. They that are not here, Father, maybe they'll be hooked up, O God. We pray that you also save them, O God. We remember your servant, our pastor. May you help him, Lord. Others that are sick in the body, may you touch them, O God. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless you. You're welcome to midweek service. Turn our Bible to the book of Psalms. Psalm 46, we'll read one verse there, and we'll read Psalm 119. Psalm 46 from verse 1. Say, God is our refuge and strength. You believe that? A very present help in trouble. Amen. Psalm 119, verse 59. One verse there also. Said, I thought on my ways, and I turned my feet unto thy testimonies. And may the Lord Jesus bless the reading and hearing of his word in our heart this evening, in Jesus' name. You can please be seated. God bless you. Thank you for coming to church once again. You love the Lord? Of course, we love him. We don't have any cause. We love him because he first loved us. As the pastor used to say, and as the word of God has placed it, we cannot but love him. Because when you think about God's great plan, just as even we had on Sunday, you don't have any reason other than to love him. Because there, you know that you are a different person. Amen. I'm a different person. We are different people. Different species. We are wired by somebody. Amen. You love the Lord? We are different people and from a different kingdom. And going back to that kingdom, somebody is behind our life. And once you have that consciousness, see, you'll be very settled with life. May God help us. You know, sometimes when we say these things physically and by word of mouth, it might look like we are telling story until you experience it the way we are talking about, that somebody is in charge of your life. So you don't, when he was saying, don't worry what you will eat, what you will drink, or what you will put on. Somebody is responsible. And for every junction of your life, he knows what will happen. He knows the sin you meet. He knows the provision he has made. So, bro, just giving us grace to go and say, no. But shall we continue in sin and say the grace of God shall be? God has already given us a provision and accepted that provision. You should put a stop to sin. This is the thing that we are leaving him. May God help us. See, certain things just happening around. And I was thinking we will continue on the message. But I said, no, we should take that we need to reflect. Yes, this is one by one. We started this thing before. Every one of us. Amen. Just permit me. Once again, to thank thank you for the part that you played during my father-in-law's burial. I really appreciate the love from the church and the support. May God bless each and every one of you richly in the name of Jesus Christ. What we say, I'm a quest for our purpose. We will long for each other and do for one another. We will not use to repay. But reality is reality. You know, sometimes these things come up. It's mortal season. So, and it got me thinking, and I was just, we have to say to the church, it's not the much of war, just that we'll help somebody tonight. That let's begin to think on our ways. You see, it's not that when you reach 70 years, that's when you die. Let me use human language, earthly language, die. You live. So, might not understand. You can be 20 years and die. You can even be die. When we started, one of us started it fine. That some of the things that event that place in our life. Did any one of us know? No. God is the one that says. The key is in his hand. Our life is in his hand. He can choose to tell me after preaching tonight, that's the end. And I will thank him for this. This is the thank you because I know I'm fulfilled. I tell you, like I tell my wife and I tell my family, if it happens, don't cry because I'm in a better place. Yes, you have to get that sure. Because this is mortal season, and as we are in this time, not every one of us will be alive. Some people will have to go. Yes, because how will you know that Jesus is coming? It's with those that are gone. You see them around, you say, ah, I saw brother so and so. Are you sure you saw? Yes, I saw. Then you know something is around the corner. May God help us. So let's think on our way, brethren. Brother Bram said it was David, you know, David was thinking on his way. But before we come to that, just a few things before we go to pray. From the message, as I thought on my way, preach 1959, and paragraph C. So I just want to raise here. But Bible says, what could we put, or what valuation could we put on eternal life? What can you give for it? Therefore, did you ever try to put a valuation on what eternal life is? And what would you give for it? If I could be turned back to a boy of 19 or 20 years old, the prime of life, you know, and would have all the world and live 500 years without sickness or old age, or either live another 1 or 10 more years and have all kinds of troubles, and I have to beg for my food and be persecuted and matter at the end, but I have eternal life. But Bible says, I will take that. Will you take that? It's a short life. I tell you, it is just human being here that we used to call something premature. There's nothing like premature there before God. Yes. If we are believers and we believe Bible that say God has set a band, appointed a time that man cannot pass. It is human being that will say, mistake happen, maybe he drive this way, an accident happen, death come by any way. Sickness can come, you can just sleep and you don't wake up again, it can be accident. Anyway, let's think on our way, friends. But Bible says, if I had the opportunity, take 500 years, or maybe take less, and maybe 10 years, you have to beg, you have to do all of this. But at the end of it, you have eternal life. He said, I'd rather choose that one and take eternal life at the end. Because when 500 years was up, it will be all over. But I will never end, you see, with eternal life. But you see, with this order, he said, I will live in the presence of Christ forever. Amen. And we just don't know what is wrapped in that treasure that God has given to us. May God help us in Jesus' name. Eternal life, there's reading for it. From the message, the testimony of a truthness, preached 1961, just to the context of what we're trying to bring tonight. But Bible said, now there is another witness we could call in this morning, preached. This evening, of them, let's think of the tree. It's fall, and when the autumn is here now, we take a leaf that is like we're like that. We are a leaf on the tree of life, and this is the physical that we see out here in the woods. The life finally leaves because the season of the life of the over, and the life leaves leaves the leaf. And the leaf will drop off. And the leaf, the life leaves it. You see? And we are all really sure of that as we look at it. Like that one, the time it was yellow, everything there was dropping, life springing. Before it began to, if you are very observant, you will notice it had a very beautiful flower that was bringing out a scent. Are you there? It was bringing out a scent if you notice it. Several trees, even of it, you look at it, begin to bring out a very beautiful flower. If you are not careful, some people say it's a hibiscus flower, but it's not. You begin to scent very fine. You know that life is coming again. Amen. Now, Brother Bram said, your life is now this leaf drop. And that is the body that marriage, like physical human being. Paragraph 82. It says that water down through the roots. Are you and there it remains in the root of the tree until another season. Amen. There will be another spring. You believe that? There will be another spring for the believer. For this season, the sun has rocked away and the earth has rocked away from the sun. And following its orbit, goes around, you know, it's a cold weather, you see. Therefore, the root holds the life of that leaf until the earth rocks back again. And then there is no way to ever hide that leaf from coming back again. It will come back just as sure as the sun comes back. You believe that? It will come back. But it has to wait for another season. And that's the same thing our dear loved ones that have gone. Wait for their time. They've gone. There's another season of life. We are weak. I tell you, nothing will stop them. And today, that gives us a great testimony. As a witness of God of creation. Because that when we are in the season of mortal lives, raising our children, marrying and bringing forth families, this is a life or the season of mortal life. Are you there? But when we have been born of above, eternal life that you cannot put value to, the body returns to the dust where it comes from, because this is not the real me. I don't know, is it the message of today from the VGR that they posted? You look at my eye, you look at my ear, you look at every part of my body. This is not the real me. The real me is the spirit that is inside of me. Yes. And that one, it came from somewhere. That's why Brother Brown said, while we were coming to this earth, God slipped that thing. Although I was a very small child, but when I come to the realization and the day that God wanted me to know it, something's wrong. Another life started growing up inside this body. That was the real me. They get less about. We want to put physical, this one, we give it food. It's fine. We take care of it. We buy expensive cream. We buy expensive clothes. It's good. And you say we should not. No, it's very good. But the main one is the one inside. How much do we take care of that one? That's the question tonight. Think about it. Where is that one? Has that one met God? Now, Brother say, you see, this one, this physical one, you see, it goes up rather to where it comes from, to God who gave it. And there we come another season. And that season that will come will be the immortal season. Amen. And when the Son of God rises with healing in wings, it will be totally impossible to hold those bodies in the ground any longer. Are you there now? Therefore, if you have loved ones that have gone and they are Christian, just be comforted by this. Nothing can hold their body down. Why do we believe there is Easter? Because there is one that came that died and rose again. And he told us, because I live, you will live also. Believers thou this? Yeah. So if sickness comes, Abraham said, and we have power to pray for you, and you are fine, that's okay. But the main thing is salvation of your soul. Because if you are sick and you get well, you can still be sick again. Or if you don't get sick, you will die. But we are talking of eternal life. Friends, let us think of it. Abraham said, but you used to be. Let's come back to our study. As I thought on my way, Rabbi said, used to be that they were in trouble, that they used to think about God. Just as was the case. Say, it was when it was in trouble, Saul was after his life. I began to write this thing. He said, David was in trouble at the time of the writing of the Psalms. And we are told that it was during the time that Saul was threatening to kill him. And his house was being watched. And David began to cry, you know. And then he would think then that they will kill him. And I can just imagine tonight seeing David walking back on the floor, wringing his hand. See, usually when a man gets in trouble, that's when he will turn to God. But that's too bad, friend. Oyibo people say, English says, in the time of peace, you do what? You prepare for war. It is in the rainy day that you prepare for the stormy hour. It is in the time of plenty that will prepare for the hour of drought as a wise man. May God help us. And it is in this time where we have our life, where we have our being physically, to us young people. Let me speak to us, small children, young brother, young sister. Death does not have any age. As the prophet was saying, he said, gave us the story, because we are all familiar with all these messages. But maybe except there are strangers in here. Just bringing this thing to our remembrance. Abraham said the father carried the boy, because the boy had the question, what age do people die? He said, well, I'll not be able to answer your question. Well, just follow me. And he carried Tabor, they went to the cemetery and began to measure. So as he was measuring, he finished measuring. He said, son, let's go. Then he looked at the boy. He said, I think you have the answer now. At what age do people die? He said, there's no age. May God help us. Are you trying to put fear in our heart, Brother Joseph? No. I'm just telling you to prepare. Because just as we used to hear, we don't know where. We don't know where. We don't know how. So be prepared. That is how you can escape that. You can escape the death that if it takes you, you know that this physical body is just going down where it turns. The real you is going somewhere in a rest. And when the season of life comes again, it comes and pick up that body to be changed. Amen. May God help us in Jesus' name. You see, life, I begin to wonder, young brother, young sister, papas, mama, something happened this week. I don't think I shared this with my wife. And it made me to think about Rehab the Harlot. I say, oh, this is the kind of condition that threw Rehab the Harlot to the condition she was. This story I'm talking about is so-called message believer. The man should be, if I'm not mistaken, should be close to 70 or maybe in his early 80s. And he had a rough in his marriage. The wife ran away and left him with three children. So I used to receive calls from them. God have mercy upon me for bringing this. But you will get something from those children and they will call. They have a need. They have a need. And the father himself. So I received a call this week and I got very worried that no. Yes, they give them. And it's not that I cannot. I can go and source it. But I just felt no. Something is wrong. I need to call the pastor of these people. So I carry my phone. I call some brothers in the church. Some of them were not picking. So I got somebody finally. I said, so family, what do you know about them? This is so thing. They are their children. And the father also said today, please, let me confirm this story. Everything is 100% false. I said, what? False? This also girl, is she in school? He said, no. What? I'm just throwing money. And I begin to think, a man of close to 70. This man is close to going. Is this what you, the kind of life you are living? Papa? Papa, is this the kind of life you are living? You are teaching these children evil. I said, because what you are, this, what do you teach these children now? 419, in case you don't know. I said, because very soon you will die, Papa. In case you don't know. Let me tell you reality. I said, with this kind of a life, you will go to hellfire. Because your girls, you can't account for them now. You don't, none of them are in the house to take care of you. The boy that is taking care of you, this is the kind of life you are teaching him to call people and siphon them of money. I said, do you think everybody is having it easy? I said, yes, you might call me. I can give you whatever amount of money. You would, I don't know whatever thing it would do. I said, but this kind of life that you are living will not help you. Because it's full of force. I said, I just called pastor. Pastor said they gave you money on Sunday. Papa, this is just Tuesday. What is going on? What kind of a life are you living? Think on your way. You will die very soon. Now you just tell me now. You cannot stand up from bed. They carry you walker. Papa, think on your way. You can die anytime. I said, this is the kind of life you want your children to live. Will you be happy that your daughter is a prostitute? Is this the kind of life you want them to live? And the thing, oh, I could not even tell my wife. She's here. She's just telling me for the first time. In me, I would just cry and I say, oh God, I wish I can. But for me, I've seen them gone far. It will only take God to bring those girls back as I'm speaking. And don't. The boy kept calling me. I have a message here that is sent to me today. My father ever said, how's all you sent to him? I said, call your pastor. Don't send me any message again. Go and send to your pastor. And I begin to think, I said, God, I don't want to believe there are people like that in this church. Yeah. But it could be. I tell you, if you're on that lane, you're on a dangerous lane. And your way is the lake of fire. There's no two way about it. You better think on your way. Including me, it got me thinking, because when I started thinking of that thing, somebody said, hey, you might be very quick judging that person. And I said, God, let me as well examine my life. Yeah, then I begin to take it from God. If I am wrong, I lay myself before you, search me, God. I don't want anything evil to be associated with me. I don't want to live a life of falsehood. Because as I'm living my life, God, I'm struggling every day. You can call for me any moment. If you call for me, we just say, this brother, now so it be. Far be it from any one of us in Jesus' name. That's why. Let's think on our way, friends. Say, are you putting fear? No, we are not putting fear. We'll go to pray tonight. What kind of a life are you living, young sister? Are you the kind of one that you are depending on men to give you a source of livelihood?
You can give yourself source of livelihood. I'm angry today. Yes, but it's a holy anger. Yeah. You are living on prostitution, rubbish and nonsense. They have different names they call it today. Hook up. What is that? Message believer. I have that. Is sister in the church? Sister in the church? Unclean spirit. You don't go and stand on the road. They have graduated today. They just send you phone. They send you text message. Make we meet for this social hotel. That's the work. And you are in this church? I tell you, you better repent. Or meet me in my house. Meet me. You are not different from a prostitute. I tell you. Think on your way. Let it not be that it is when you have not catch HIV, you will look for a medical doctor. He will not help you that time. And maybe you think you are very smart. You are using family planning. Your sin will find you out. Yeah. You know, we cannot play. There's somebody that is watching us, and that is God. We can hide it from man, even my own kind of life. I can hide it from a man. I was discussing with my brother today. Crooked did in the office and everything. It takes God in a man to say no. Yeah. To live a Christian life, it takes God to help you. We have to get that straight and sincere with one another. May God help us in Jesus. They put large sums of money. I said, take. I tell you, there was a time I was falling for it. But God to a time, I had to say, no. This is not the right way to live. I'll share with a brother. I said, yeah. I said, but sometimes, you know, people will not understand. May God help us. It's a time that we think on our way. Fathers, it's not only to children, it's to every one of us. What kind of an example are we leaving for our children? I started thinking today, I said, God, if I will go today, what kind of an example am I leaving for my children? If you permit me again, let me share another experience. We got to my children's school, I think it was this week, one of the days, maybe Monday or Tuesday, very early, I think, maybe a few minutes past seven. And when I dropped the children in the school, a very young boy just said, Timothy. I look at the boy, what could this boy be doing? Because that is not the time they come to school. Yeah, they used to come to school past 8, sometimes 9. So when the boy looked at it, I was like, what's wrong with this boy? Then I begin to think. I tell you, everything I say, I think about it, brother, sister. Yeah, the school said they open 9. But when the boy made that kind of gesture to my son, I just see that one shone him and went. But I began to think about it. Okay, Joseph, that boy is trying to pass a message to your son. Begin to think about it. Is it kind of standard of life you want to live? That okay, you just come anytime you want to. I said, no, I need to change the orientation. Now that's in the physical. Now spiritual also. Baba said, how much as parents are we putting in for our children? How much do we stay in prayer for the children? All we are just thinking is physical thing. It's so, but their spiritual life, how much are we thinking for them? Don't you know the same way you invest physically, you need to invest spiritually? Yes. There is no prayer that is a waste. I tell you, God answer prayer. I was telling my younger brother, I said, God answer prayer. I said, I know. God help you. Maybe you are just growing small. With time, you will understand the things of God. Go answer prayer. At least this is my own small life. I see that God answer prayer. Yes, there are certain things sometimes he has taught me. I will ask him and his answer is no. And when he tell me no, sometimes it's a big slap on the face, but I have to accept it. Yeah. The same way I buy myself, that's the way it comes, but I need to take it. May God help. We need to think on our ways. Think on these things. How much time do we teach our children to fast? I was telling them, I said, now your food. Yes, one day you will not go to school without food. Yeah. You discipline, teach them about us. Teach them that when we are in trouble, we need to turn back to God. It is not always when we get in trouble. Before we even get in trouble, in the time that there is still peace, let's prepare for war. Teach them the importance of the Holy Ghost baptism from their young age. The importance of living a Christian life. There is a vast difference between them and the people of the world. What kind of a life are we there? You see, God help us. Our time is gone. But I just thought to share this. Because as the prophet said, it is a mortal season we are living in. But I want us to know that this mortal season will come to an end someday. Yeah, this life that every one of us are living, we are marrying, in our children in marriage. Yeah, that was how they were this of Noah and the time of Lot. Until everything finished. And that's how we be today. As we were reminded on Sunday, we have been privileged. Every secret, we have it. But the way we are living our life, we are living as though we don't have it. May God help us. Let's bow our head tonight and think of these things. If God should call it away as a prophet, what can we give in exchange for our soul? What can we give in exchange for eternal life? It's very important. Young brother, young sister. God bless you, sir. The kind of life I am living, father. The kind of life I am living, mother. You might have a very private life that only you knows all about it. But may I tell you, you are not the only one that knows about it. God knows everything about it. And he knows you better than you know yourself. He knows me better than I know myself. The hour of trouble comes. Let us find peace with him. Once again tonight, let us think on all our way. What kind of a person am I, Lord? What kind of a father am I? What kind of a mother am I? Is my life in line with your blueprint? Is my life in line with your word? Young brother, young sister, think on your way. The kind of life that you are living, if God should come today, will he be happy with you? Look at that family I just talked about. And he just praying God should have mercy. I begin to think, oh, that's the condition that brought Rahab to the kind of life she was living. Oh. I tell you, we will not have any excuse to give to God. That because this, because that, because my mother left my father, then I went this way. No, it's not an excuse. I tell you, brother, sister, it's not an excuse. Think on your way. God love you. God love me. That's why he brought us to this great economy. Why brought you here? It's not for you to be siphoning people, deceiving people. No. He brought you here so that you can have fellowship and so that your soul can be saved. If you are here, believer, tonight is for you. Repent from your wicked way because you are on a dangerous road. If you are here and you have been living a fake life, you better cry to God. There is no good thing in fake life. As the prophet said, be yourself. Let me be myself. Baba said, people will take you better. People will respect you better. Let's cry to God tonight. God, I don't want to be what you don't want me to be. What am I proving? I don't want to prove anything to anybody. My life, I'm living it for you. Whether I have today, whether I don't have, I live it for you. Why do I need to do evil to prove to people that I'm, you know, I'm also in their class? No, I don't need to do that. I don't need to steal. I don't need to embezzle resources that's not for me. Because for everything that we do, we surely give an account. Lord, after giving sermons like this, after being in a church like this, with all the messages, with all the prayers of the saints, then I'm an hypocrite. No, far be it from me, Lord. I don't want to be an hypocrite. I don't just want to join the crowd. I don't want to be a bench warmer. Neither do I want to be a spectator. Let me see what they are doing here. I don't want to be a beggar. If that's the class that you put yourself. Yeah, like I said. Tonight, just permit me the way it comes. It's an holy anger. If you are here, all your own is to be begging, 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 begging. You need to repent. Yes. I know that God have poor people in his economy, but that's not a good state for you. Because begging will not make you honorable. If you are not careful, it will make you to lie. It will make you begin to do things that you are not supposed to do. Turn your ways. Think on how you can make your life better, both spiritually, physically, materially, financially. Because it's the will of God that you'll be better and you serve him better. Let's think on our ways. As business people, how are we doing our business? We used to hear our pastor say, when you buy something for this amount and you know the gain you want to put your gain. Don't explain to people. In the process of you explaining, you will tell a lie. In the process of me trying to explain, I also tell a lie. May God help us. Let's think on our way. With that kind of a life, we think that we are fine. We think we are okay. But the examination of God tonight is that we are not very okay. We need to clean those slates. With that kind of a life, you come to the communion table. Yeah. You might hide it from the pastor. You might hide it from the minister. You might hide it from the rest of the brethren. But God knows you. God knows me. We can never hide it from God. No wonder the prophet said many people will come to the communion table and they will never see God. My prayer always is, God, I don't want to be in that group. I don't want to be in that group. I would rather not take the communion in my lifetime and take it with you in your kingdom than to take it here physically to live, to say what to the people that I'm a Christian when I'm not a Christian, and when I get there, I will not partake of that one. Far be it from me, Lord. Let's cry like David, like Moses, and clouds of witnesses. Remember me, O God. Forgive every of my sins. Forgive every of my shortcoming. My unclean living, I am weary of it. Or are you enjoying that unclean life that you are living, brother, sister? It's not the way of God for you. Fornication, what good will fornication do for you? You cannot earn a degree in it. I tell you, it will just disgrace you. The hand check of it, you can catch venereal disease that is incurable. And the last is death. Why we still have our life, we still have our being. Why we can still talk to somebody that hear us. Yes, on Sunday, the preacher was reminding us that we are serving a God that reads. I don't know if we caught that. That God that we serve, the one that we are talking to now, he reads. And I believe that's why some persons have written prayer requests. The God that we are talking to now, he hears. The God that we are talking to now, he sees everything that is happening. He's seen all the program. As a preacher, we always say, our reaction to the preaching, our action, he sees everything. So that's why you are not living your life for Brother Joseph. Neither am I living my life for you. I am living my life for one. I don't care what people say about me. I don't care what people do to me. The only person I'm responsible to is God. I fear him. Lest I do something. And my brother will say, but he calls himself a preacher. He calls himself a Christian. Have mercy upon me, Lord. Help me. In my heart, I want to be a Christian. Not in my lips. Not by my too much talking. In my heart. Through my action. Through my reaction. I want my life to preach Christ. Help me, O Lord. I don't want to play religion. I'm tired of playing religion. What good will it do us if we live perhaps for 80-something years? After the 80-something years, they say, oh, it's a big brother in the church. He comes to church. She comes to church. She has never missed Wednesday Sabbath. And at the end of it, far be it from us. You hear the gate is closed. May that not be in our portion. That's why while we still have breath, let us think on our way. And please, I will beg the church tonight, the family I talked about, please, let's take them up in prayer also. They are attending one of the message churches in the north. Please, I want you to remember them. It's a very aged man. Now, according to the news that I got from the brethren and the pastor, the deacon, he cannot walk very well. So he needs support of the children. But the girls are no longer with him. It's only the boys.
It's only the boy, rather. And the boy that is with him, the man is teaching the boy wrong life. Please, I want you to remember them, that God will have mercy upon them. God will deliver them. The girls, wherever they are, God knows, God should have mercy upon them. And deliver them from prostitution life. Because that's a report that I was hearing, which is very bad. That God will make a good girl, a good sister, they can live clean life, have honorable husband, as they take care of their dad. By taking care of their dad through prostitution, as the brother was saying, he said, and Papa will cover them. It's too bad. As Pastor used to say, you wife, if you know that your husband is living a very wrong life, say it. Pray for him. The best thing we can do is to pray for one another. You know your wife is living a very bad life. Pray for her. Of course, you love her. Your children are living wayward life. You love them. You don't want them to go to Satan's hell. That's why we are here. And with this short time of prayer that we have, let's just take these loved ones to God. In Jesus Christ's name we are praying. Why the mercy of God is still here. And before we call the servant of God to pray for us, whatever need that we have in life, and whatever help that we have, let's take this song. He paid her debt, he did not owe. I owe that I could not pay. I need someone to wash my sins away. Oh, and now I can sing a brand new song. Amazing grace, all day long, Christ Jesus paid that debt that you can never pay. You believe that? Whatever be your condition tonight, brother, sister, Papa, Mama, everyone, we are before the great one, the one that we cannot hide anything from. Is the one that can pay whatever thing that is a debt that you can think that you are not able to pay. Is the one that can change your life. If there be a sick one also, you can also come in tonight. He can heal you of your sickness. He can heal you of your pain. He can heal you of that worry, of that trouble that you are going through. While all heads are bowed and all eyes are closed, just make your request known to God. While the servant of God pray for us. God bless you, sir.
A gracious eternal Father, we are grateful unto you for the privilege to be in your house this evening. Lord, to once again sit before you to hear your word. Lord, your word has gone forth. Lord, say as I thought on my way. Lord, as the prophet was talking of David at the time of distress that David was, and that is what is common with we human beings. But that is not really the best. Every time we should seek you, we should come to you. We should put our hope in you and our confidence in our refuge, O God. Dear Father, Lord, we have heard tonight, O Jehovah God, Lord, the things you have put in the lips of your servant to speak unto us, Lord, to papas, to mamas, to young ones, to old ones. We will only be mortal once. After that, Lord, this life will come to an end. And for the saints, they will go to the place you have gone to prepare. Lord, for those who reject you here, definitely they will go to the place of torment. Master, you have given unto us the privilege to come to your table, and the purpose is that we might be prepared for the better place. May we not lose the opportunity. We pray that you be gracious to every one of us, O Father, both old and young, that your word that you have brought unto us, Lord, we do our souls good. We make us ready and prepare us, O God, for your coming. That, Lord, after this life journey, we will not read a check of damnation. We pray, O living God, for ourselves, our brothers and our sisters. We pray for our children. We pray for our loved ones. That you be gracious unto every one of us. After this message has gone forth, Lord, know that there are desires and requests in the hearts of your children, spiritually and physically. And Lord, you are God. You have spoken unto us in your word that whosoever cometh unto me, I will not was cast out. As your children have come unto you, O God, with their burdens tonight, O God. Father, may you accept our request. May you show forth your mercy. Where we have failed, where we are wrong, may you forgive us, Father. And give us grace, O living God, to live up to our confession. Lord, the privilege and the opportunity you are giving unto us, may we not fall short of it, O Father. Master Jesus, we ask that you fill as many as are desiring, O God, the Holy Ghost baptism, Lord, so that they might live the life of a Christian, dear Father. Those that have refilled, one more time refill us, O God, our Master and our King, everyone that is sick in their body, whether present or absent, remembering our pastor back at all, may the pillar of fire that brought this message, may you touch the body of every sick person and flush out every affliction, flush out sicknesses. Lord, stop the activities of the enemy in the body of your people, O God. Master, may we be made whole completely from every sickness, Lord. By faith, we put your blood between every sick person and the sicknesses, Father. Make us whole, Heavenly Father. Thank you, King of Glory. We ask, O God, that you will help us, O Jehovah God, to yield ourselves totally unto you, O God of heaven and earth, that you might walk your work in our life fully, Lord. Thank you, Eternal Father. Your servant, the vessel you have used tonight to bring your word, Lord, virtue no doubt has left him. May you recall him back, Lord. Lift up the honor of his ministry and that of the rest of your servants. Lord, as we continue with the prayer request, may you inspire us to pray. May you pray and become a saint. Give us faith that have ear on the chest that take no for an answer, Father. Lord, may we see the substance of our desires and our requests. Grant this, Eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you richly. I bring greetings from Abeokuta. We are at the Sunday service with the Royal City Tabernacle, where Pastor Nat Atere is a pastor. Send greetings to everyone. This week is the ministers meeting, and evangelists have traveled today. I will also travel tomorrow, when God willing, and then from there cross to the wedding and come back Saturday by the grace of God. Brother Godfrey Anira is one of the ministers that have indicated me to have with us, which the pastor mentioned some weeks back that we still have about two after the last one. He's one of them, and is this week Sunday that he's to be with us. So let's be in prayers for him, for just when coming, and for a wonderful service on Sunday. And let's have it in mind, usually, that we take a love offering for him. We are aware of the I think we have the wedding something on the board, and the soft copy is on the group, so everybody going can have it on their phone. Don't call me because I don't know the place. So yeah, I'm already in London. Yeah, just in London, just like I'm also in London. So I don't know the place. So I can't help anybody. Miss myself when I get there. No, Saturday morning I try to look for help how to get there. Look at the invitation and ask the learning people. The one that can help you. Tolu is there and I learning them people and others. They can. But as for learning, I don't know anywhere. God bless you. All right. Well, I put in on the group on Monday, I think, of the passing away of Brother Toby Kekereekun. He fellowship with us about 2 years ago, and but of course, many of us would not know him. Pastor Kekereekun, and well, I just have a brief sickness of about 2 weeks. I said, okay. At least that's what the wife said. I spoke to the wife yesterday. And last Sunday before this last, Lanty Sloan, I was taken to the hospital and was revived. And was discharged on Tuesday. And then last Sunday, he was in church with his family, the fellowship, and went to. It was later in the evening that the sickness came up, and just a few minutes, he entered into coma and was taken to the hospital and confirmed. By the time they got there, they say it's already gone. And that's how life is. His body had been laid to rest yesterday. Any learning? Let's continue to uphold the parents, the siblings, and the wife in prayer, the children. They have three little children. And about 2 years ago, they were having family crisis. Husband and wife, and myself and two other ministers, we have to hold meeting with them when we travel to Lorient. And that's when they came back to live with each other. But now that the fellowship was getting sweet, that's when the husband left. That is how this life is. May God be gracious to us. Well, we continue to remember the pastor in our prayers constantly for God's intervention, that the Lord will strengthen him and raise him back to his post of duty. And let's also remember the wife for strength at this time. God bless us. Shall we rise?
I love him. I love him. Because he first loved me and purchased my salvation, conquer. Yes, I love him, I love him. And purchase my salvation. I love him, I love him, I love him, because he just loves me and purchase my salvation on Calvary. I love him, I love him, I love him. because he does love me and purchased my salvation on Calvary. I love him, I love him, I love him because he does love me and purchased my salvation on Calvary. Oh, grace, 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 all I need is grace. Grace, 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 all I need is grace. Grace of our God, oh, grace to obey and grace to abide all the days of my life. Oh, grace of our Lord, oh, grace to obey and grace to abide all the days of my life. Grace, 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 all I need is grace. Grace, 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 all I need is grace. Grace of our Lord, grace to obey, grace to abide all the days of my life. Grace of our God, grace to obey and grace to abide all the days of my life. Grace, 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 all I need is grace. Grace, 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 all I need is grace. Grace of the Lord, grace to obey and grace to abide all the days of my life.